WRPQ Baraboo.
2279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. troops specializing in humanitarian missions deployed today for the Middle East. The 500 Army soldiers will create a floating port 2 miles off Gaza's coast. Army Sergeant Johnny Munez's wife, Brianna, saw him off today in Newport News, Virginia, and says it wasn't easy.
A little bit of panic, a little bit of stress. It was a little emotional.
The return date unknown. Attorneys for John Barrett, the Boeing whistleblower, authorities say died from an apparent suicide, is raising questions about his death. He was in South Carolina last week being deposed by Boeing lawyers about claims of safety lapses. His attorneys say Barnett was in good spirits and they did not see any indication he would take his own life. And it's primary day in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington, and Hawaii is holding its GOP caucus. Both Donald Trump and Joe Biden could clinch their party's nomination with results from today's races. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The reward for information leading to the discovery of missing 3-year-old Elijah Boo has now increased to $40,000. The Two Rivers Police Department posted on its Facebook page that Vu has still not been found, but the search to find him is not over. According to the police department, because of additional funds raised by donations, the eligible reward is now up to $40,000. That includes $10,000 from Crime Stoppers and $15,000 from the FBI. An Adams County restaurant is considered a total loss after a fire that happened on Sunday. Firefighters responded in the afternoon to a kitchen fire at Family Affair Restaurant on the 200 block of North Main Street in Friendship. The Adams County Highway Department shut down State Highway 13 and implemented detours while firefighters put out the fire. No one was injured, and the fire is not considered suspicious. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs still warm in the mid-60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday, highs in the mid-40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday, highs right around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
99.7
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining you off 5 p.m. with Prince.
Max FM.
I'm a tool. fight.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Dolph King, stream us live at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM variable or download the Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's ABC on Max FM.
What to do, or where to keep it. Then I say I love you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Tuesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $20 certificate to the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg for just $14. The Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg has the best buffet in town. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports news by Brian Adams on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Four Badgers receiving all Big Ten honors today as the Big Ten tournament starts tomorrow in Minneapolis. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rookie John Blackwell named to the All-Freshman team. Forward A.J. Storr named All-Big Ten second team. Chucky Hepburn and Tyler Wall were named honorable mention. Fifth-seeded Badgers open Big Ten tournament play at 1:30 on Thursday afternoon against the winner of Wednesday's opening round matchup between Rutgers and Maryland. Green Bay Phoenix women are headed to the NCAA tournament, winning the Horizon League championship today, 64-40 over regular season champion Cleveland State. Guard Natalie McNeil had 32 to lead all scorers for Green Bay. Milwaukee Panther men will try to punch their ticket to the dance when they take on Oakland in the men's title game tonight. And one day after being released by the Packers, Aaron Jones expected to sign a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings worth $7 million. Jones spent seven seasons with the Packers, his third all-time among the franchise's leading rushers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Found out about you and I.
FM, Dave hanging out with you on Tuesday night. Here is Madonna, Borderline on Max FM.
Thank you.
90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Going up and down.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. If your car is new enough to have a touchscreen and smart features, it might be spying on you right now. The New York Times just did a big story on how car companies have started sharing our driving data with insurers. They pay for the data, and if they don't like how you're driving, they'll up your rates or even double them. The article is mainly talking about GM, and it did most of the major car companies are doing this now. They basically trick you into using free apps and in the fine print, which no one's reading. They say they can share your data with third parties. One app is called OnStar Smart Drive. It's pushed something to help you become a better driver. GM confirmed they use it to share selected insights about hard braking, hard accelerating, and any time you're driving over 80 miles an hour. If you enable it, you can unenroll any time, but you might not know you've signed up. Car dealers get bonuses now if they sign you up. You wouldn't even know unless you looked at the fine print really carefully. Folks in D.C. are aware of this, and just last month, Massachusetts Senator said it could be illegal under the Federal Trade Commission Act as deceptive business practices, but so far nothing's been done. Industry experts say if car companies want to do this, they at least need to upfront tell you about it and give us warning that we'll actually see. It's not a rare thing, by the way. They're tracking millions of drivers, so if your insurance rate went up recently, that might be why. I'm glad I don't have any of that stuff going in my cars, and that's all I'm going to say. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by John Mellencamp on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times, like in the middle of the morning rush when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto Kids. Pepto Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs still warm in the mid-60s. Cloudy, breezy with showers Thursday. Highs in the mid-40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds looking into Friday. Highs right around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 70 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Our 50-minute music arc continues with next on Max FM.
Stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right. Hold up.
Baby, when we're crying,
oh yeah,
I get so excited,
feel so good,
I know what I
7 Max FM.
Maximum music, Max FM.